U.S. President Donald Trump has called for a united front against North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs.
Today, I hope I speak not only for our countries, but for all civilized nations. When I say to the North, do not underestimate us, and do not try us. The world cannot tolerate the menace of a rogue regime that threatens with nuclear devastation. All responsible nations must join forces to isolate the brutal regime of North Korea.
Trump also called on Russia and China to implement UN Security Council resolutions against Pyongyang and downgrade diplomatic ties with it. He said the U.S. will not allow North Korea to intimidate it or threaten its cities with destruction. The U.S. president was speaking at the South Korean National Assembly in Seoul. He was in South Korea on the second leg of his Asian tour. His trip drew supporters and opponents of the American policies to the streets of the Korean capital. The anti-Trump protesters say his threats of military action against Pyongyang will escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Trump has asked the U.S. Congress to approve an additional $6 billion in defense spending for the upcoming fiscal year. He wants part of the fund to counter what he calls North Korea's threats. The North says that it will continue its missile and nuclear programs for self-defense in the face of the U.S. In the meantime, Russia and China want restraint and a diplomatic solution to the tensions.